chapel program for September 18, 1964. Retirement service for Dr. McKay and Dr. McDowell. Dr. Whalen in charge.
Hear the word of the Lord as found in the Gospel according to Matthew, the 13th chapter. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. And great crowds gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat there. And the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they had not much soil. Immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched. And since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell upon thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Thanks be to God for his marvelous work. Christian friends, we have come today to give our heartfelt thanks to Almighty God for two servants of his who have ministered faithfully in this school almost from its beginning. They came to Wake Forest together in 1952. They retired together in July 1964. But each has his own special gifts. Each has imparted particular blessings upon all of us who know them. Trustees, administration students, and faculty wish to honor them publicly in this service today. The faculty is grateful for your presence, for the presence with us on this memorable occasion of Dr. Claude Boyd, president of our Board of Trustees, who will speak for the board. We are grateful also for the continued help and support of President Binkley, for the contribution to this service made by Professors Johnson and Smith, the members of the choir. As we think of teachers, may I read a passage or two from you, or for you, from the writings of Rufus M. Jones, and also from that very popular poet, Mr. Anonymous. Dr. Jones wrote, "Garfield was pointing in the line of truth, and he preferred to have President Hopkins sitting with him on the other end of a log to any college he knew. There would be occasions when he would need laboratories and test tubes and lecture rooms and a library, but the best moments would undoubtedly be those when he had his rendezvous with President Hopkins on a traditional log." John Collett visited Florence in his youth and felt the spell of Savonarola's life and words. He returned to England and passed the kindling torch on to Erasmus. Erasmus found Thomas Bilney in his university days and left him another man. It was Thomas Bilney who awakened Hugh Latimer and kindled the burning passion in his soul. It was Hugh Latimer who, in the street at Oxford, lighted a fire, a martyr fire, which by the grace of God has never gone out. In such ways, from life to life, the torch passes on, though not often, as in the above chain, can the linkages be traced. What does a successful teacher need? A successful teacher needs the education of a college president, the executive ability of a financier, the humility of a deacon, the adaptability of a chameleon, the hope of an optimist, the courage of a hero, the wisdom of a serpent, the gentleness of a dove, the patience of Job, the grace of God, and the persistence of the devil. Thank you.
Dr. Whalen, Dr. Binkley, members of the faculty, members of the student body, and guests, I feel honored to speak in behalf of the Board of Trustees of Southeastern Seminary on this occasion. Each one of them would like to express his love for this school and his faith in the president and faculty. Today, they would join us in paying tribute to the two outstanding professors who are being recognized. The profession of teaching is noble indeed. Our Lord was called teacher many times. Throughout the centuries before and after the birth of Jesus, God has called teachers to interpret, to instruct, and to guide his people. Our faculty at Southeastern fall in the train of these noble teachers. The two men to be recognized with honor today have meant much to this school. Edward Allison McDowell Jr. and M. Ray McKay came to Southeastern while it was still young. They came willing to sacrifice as they followed the leadership of God's Holy Spirit. Both came from rich backgrounds and with thorough preparation for their allotted tasks. This is important. They've had the support of their families to encourage them along the way. Each is recognized by our denomination as a great leader, counselor, pastor, and teacher. Many invitations come to them to preach and to teach because they speak words of wisdom which have been tempered by love and experience. The history of our seminary is built around the faculty and students. Dr. McDowell and Dr. McKay have helped to lay a permanent foundation which will withstand the winds and storms of time. Their love for their students will always be a part of the character of this institution. Their interest in the spiritual welfare of each student has helped to keep the school in the right direction. Their example and their guidance of the spiritual growth of students will be felt all around the world and even to generations yet unborn. Dr. McDowell and Dr. McKay, the trustees love you for what you are in Christ. We have been inspired by your leadership in the classroom and in other areas of service. We are grateful that you have been led to accept the invitation to let your lives be a part of Southeastern. We thank you for the spirit of dedication which has been so evident in your lives. We join hands with you to do all that we can for the furtherance of the gospel, to the end that all people can come to know Christ as Savior and Lord, for the glory of God the Father.
Present to you the seal of the seminary in the center of a diamond lapel pin as a symbol of our comradeship in the service of Christ and of our gratitude. Let us pray. Eternal God, who hast created us in thine own image and sustained us by thy providence, we thank thee for these thy servants. We are grateful for their exceptional abilities for their unfailing faith in Thee and for their faithful work on this campus. Let Thy blessing come abundantly upon them and upon those dearest to them. Guide all of us by Thy Spirit as we devote our intelligence and our energy to the tasks to which Thou hast called us. Be with us in our going forth and in our coming in, until we come at last to Thy house, to go out no more forever. Through Jesus Christ, Thy Son, our Savior. Amen.
E.A. McDowell has been used to be a blessing to each and every one of us in the writing of this hymn. And now Dr. McKay will be an instrument of our Lord as he gives us his blessing in the prayer of benediction.
And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the companionship of the Holy Spirit, comforter, convictor, and guide, be and abide with you now and evermore.